We've got my dear friend and former boss, Chris Collins, on the line. Chris, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, Stefan. It's great to be with you. And I was listening to the weather forecast just before we jumped on here, and mid-70s in Buffalo. Gee, you know, it's mid-90s down here in South Florida. So in August, I'm kind of jealous of the Buffalo weather, although certainly in December I'm not.
Yeah, but I was down to see you a few weeks ago, and you know what? Here's the difference, Chris. Here in Buffalo, and in Erie County, in this neck of the woods, you know, you can make the argument that there's three beautiful, beautiful months, and then nine really rough months. But where you are in Florida, you can make that argument, hey, it's so hot. Yeah, it's a little bit sticky for 3 months, but then the other nine are just gorgeous.
Well, that's true. And certainly August and September, it's hot and humid. A lot of people are gone. You know, this is just time. You know, we spend more time indoors, but you're right. Our weather here, I wouldn't trade it at all. I love living in Florida. I call it the free state of Florida, the growing state of Florida. Quite a difference from New York.
Oh, the People's Republic in New York. I mean, you escape. It's like you're Andy Dufresne in Shawshank. You climb out of that pipe and you're gone and you're free. So let's talk. I mean, in full disclosure, you know, you've been my boss on the political side when you're county executive, and most recently on your campaign for Congress in Florida. You know, your book, you know, My Remarkable Life, had so many different chapters. It's almost like four chapters of your life. So let's just talk about, okay, what's the next chapter now? Because obviously Congress isn't. So what is the next chapter for you?
Well, I am not sure. But, you know, for the listeners, it's ironic. Yes, my book, which was published December of last year, and it is called My Remarkable Life. And I took a little heat for that, saying, boy, that sounds like kind of an arrogant title. Well, I didn't pick the title. I did write the book. I wrote every word in the book except for this one-page introduction and the title, and that was my publisher's. This is not a self-published book, which, believe it or not, something like 90 or 95% of all books are self-published, and they sell five copies. This was picked up by a real-life publishing house. It's on Audible as well, for anybody that's interested in listening to books. And it's, you know, I wanted to call it serendipity, which is could be my middle name, meaning things happen for a reason. You don't perhaps know when something does happen, especially when it could be something that's not particularly good. But what does it lead to? And in My Remarkable Life, and 20 some odd chapters, and there's a chapter about every phase of my life, and many of them came about because of perhaps something bad that had happened. And, you know, you just go back to politics. When I ran against John LaFalce back in 1998 and was actually surprising the world, looked like I was going to win, and Newt Gingrich impeached Bill Clinton, and the whole Republican Party went right down the toilet. But that led ultimately a few years later to having Dennis Vacco notice me at a Sabres game, and next thing you know, my phone rang, and a couple of days later, I was running to be the county executive of Buffalo.
Well, and let's talk about that, too, because I was your spokesman at that time, and I remember you did talk about serendipity. I remember after that loss for Erie County Executive, you know, me, Chris Grant, a few others, some Big Dog Strategies worked on the campaign. I didn't want to get off the couch. But losing was the best thing that ever happened. You ran for Congress and won, and I ran for controller and won. So thank God happened.
Well, you go back to when I lost that election to John LaFalce. I disappeared for the next 9 years or 8 years, and, you know, started a number of companies. It turns out, you know, I've been involved in 22 different companies. And, you know, during that period of time, set the stage for, you know, a certain level of financial success. But that's when, again, Dennis Vacco noticed me at a Sabres game. And next thing you know, my phone rang from Chris Grant, as we call him now, Big Dog. And he said, you know, would you have interest in running to be the county executive? And, you know, let's face it, the county was being run by a hard control board. It was financially bankrupt. The parks were closed. the beaches shut down, the roads were a mess. And I said, you know what, it sounds like the ultimate challenge. And it came about because I had a certain public persona that was many years perhaps in the past, but there again, serendipity, I won that election, turned the county around. You know, we went from, you know, last in the state to first in you know, a very short 18-month period. But yes, I then lost that election, and instead of just hanging it up, as you know, that's when we all came down here to Florida and decided I'd run for Congress, and son of a gun, beat Kathy Hochul.
Yeah, and you're the only person to beat her. You're the only person to beat her in an election.
The only election she ever lost. And I point out to people the irony of the hypocrisy of Kathy Hochul, who's now the most progressive communist DSA, if you will, governor in the entire country. People don't remember. She was my county clerk when I was the county executive. And she was, and when I ran against her, she was endorsed by the NRA. You know, try to put that into your mind, considering who she is now. And when she was my county clerk, said that if an illegal immigrant showed up at the DMB, she'd call and have them arrested. That is the same DSA, Mondami-supporting socialist communist governor of New York today. And I guess you could say I kind of created her from the standpoint, if I had not defeated her in 2012, and she was one of very few incumbent Democrats that lost their reelection, she'd probably still be in Congress, and she would not be driving New York State into the gutter, which is what she's been doing the entire time.
Well, I remember, too, that year, because you and I, very unofficially, I mean, obviously, Big Dog and Chris Grant ran both of our campaigns simultaneously. We ran together in 2012. I think that was a historic election that neither one of us get enough credit for. I mean, throwing all humility out the window, Chris, you defeated an incumbent member of Congress, a very popular one at that time, like it or not, and I was the first Republican in 40 years to win in a countywide. Like, that's never been done, like our two different races. And I don't think we get enough credit for it, quite frankly.
Well, you know, life moves on, and to any and all the listeners, if they want to buy my book, that would be great. But it really is a compilation of when bad things happen, don't dwell on them. Don't you know, beat yourself up. Serendipity says, turn the page, move on. I have this saying, guess what, now what? Anytime something bad happens, the way to go from anger to positivity is say, well, guess what? Something bad just happened. I had a flat tire driving to the airport. Now what? Guess what, now what? What am I going to do? Who am I going to call? How am I going to get to the airport? It puts you in a problem-solving mode, and that's been my philosophy. I lose an election, well, guess what? Now what am I going to do? And that's kind of where I am now. Sure, I lost the election running for Congress down here in South Florida. You know, the moment after I knew that was official, I would switch into now what, which is literally today. And I'm not sure what that's going to bring, but I have a lot of supporters here, and I'm already getting phone calls from people saying different things they'd like me to help them with now moving forward, knowing that I'm going to be in South Florida, you know, pretty much the rest of my life, but giving back to my community. And I don't know exactly what that's going to look like, but there we go. That's today, the next day and the rest of my life. And I'm in a very positive mode. I'm certainly not dwelling on a loss. I've had a number of them, and they've all turned into something positive later on. And I believe this will as well.
I know I can almost guarantee with 1,000% certainty, I know what you did in the morning. I know you went to Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, I did. And the irony of ironies, you know, here we are. I also stopped at, because I did, I had a political meeting this morning, the day after I lost my election, and I went to that. I'm not, like, giving up and wallowing in despair, and had a lot of, you know, support where I did go, you know, and certainly everyone wishes, in my case, wished me well, and you know, knowing that there's a bright future. Well, lo and behold, I also went to Jersey Mike's to get a Subway sandwich today, and I ran into a couple of from Buffalo. They recognized me, and next thing I know, I'm chatting with, you know, two Buffalonians who are also living here, talking about the blizzard of 77, of all things. You know, my first winter in Buffalo, and it was also theirs. It's just such a small world. And I think, you know, that came home to roost today. You know, a lot of New Yorkers are coming to South Florida, coming to Florida in general to get away from the catastrophe that is New York. And I'm just hoping that Bruce Blakeman does defeat Kathy Hochul come November. And, you know, we can have a Republican governor who's been a very successful county executive and, you know, try to stop the downward spiral of New York. It's going to be very difficult, but it can be done. And I'm hoping that Bruce Blakeman will accomplish that.
Well, you know, you mentioned, obviously, you know, the theme, you know, your book, different chapters, and it was very public and well known about you selling ZeptoMetrics. That was a very public story. Everyone knew you did it. I mean, from a purely financial perspective, Chris, like, you can basically just ride into the sunset. You can live in that beautiful house of yours in Florida, which I was at a few weeks ago, again, working on your campaign for Congress. I mean, do you ever think, like, what is your thought process of what that next chapter is now? The next chapter is not going to be Congress, but, like, so what do you do? Is it, you know, hanging out with the grandkids? Like, what is the next chapter now?
Well, again, I don't know. You know, I do represent, I am the elected official from Marco Island, where I live, and I serve on the Collier County Republican Executive Committee. I'm going to be continuing on that. I'm going to stay involved in politics to an extent, supporting other people and, you know, advising them, you know, bringing a certain level of my knowledge to their campaigns. So, you know, I want this country to move forward. I want Florida to move forward. And, you know, I don't know what one day is going to bring to the next. But I am going to stay involved on the political front. I'm just not intending to be running for public office again. You know, that chapter is closed. And again, you don't have to know exactly what the next day will bring, other than I know it's going to be sunshine and yeah. in the glorious free state of Florida.
In Florida, yeah. Last question for you, Chris. You are a former county executive. Bruce Blakeman is a current county executive. You are the only person to defeat Kathy Hochul in an election. So publicly, what advice would you give to Bruce Blakeman? Because you also considered running for governor at one point in time. So what advice would you give to him about defeating Kathy Hochul?
Yeah, that was all the way back in 2010. And again, there's a chapter in my book about that. The key will be a debate. Because I think she's going to have no choice but to debate Bruce Blakeman. And that's where I rattled her. She's easily rattled, especially when she's on the wrong side of every issue. So, you know, the advice would be to Bruce Blakeman, debate her and stay on the issues, whether you're going to talk about men playing in women's sports or the grossly high taxes and waste in the entire state of New York. The downward spiral, if you will, and to just stay focused on the issues. And she'll get rattled because she does. She doesn't think well on her feet. And, you know, people will watch that debate and they'll see that they have a governor who, you know, clearly a hypocrite. So that's my advice. Debate her more than once. She'll get rattled and that'll be his path to victory.
Yeah, from your lips to God's ears. All right, it's always good catching up with you. It was great to spend time with you in Florida. Please give my best, your much better half, and God bless you in your future endeavors. It's always good to catch up with you, big guy.
You too, Stefan. Again, appreciate all the past support from all your listeners in New York and wish everyone a very happy day.